In some cases, they call it diarrhea. Sometimes they call it the. In old times, they called it something else. I can't remember that now.
But I mean, what if they just got real upset stomach?
And then they have to come back up.
Right. Is there like a polite term or?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They say that the child is.
What would the child say?
Child said my stomach's upset and my stomach's hurting.
Okay.
And I've had little trouble.
Have you ever heard a child say, he'll say, oh, I'm so sick, I think I'm going to throw up, I better go in the other room.
I better go in the other room and throw this.
Right.
Food up or whatever you got in your stomach. I want to throw it up because it's right in my stomach.
Right. Right. What if, say, at a party, somebody said, you know, it's pretty warm in here. I better get some fresh air. I'm beginning to feel a little sick.
That's right.
Or they said they were feeling a little sick.
They say that they're getting a little sick because they're... I reckon that why they get a little sick, their stomach is nerves and they think they're going to have a sick spell, and so they just go, if they can get some air, they feel better.
All right. If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house, you might say he's
in love.
What about an old-fashioned term? If a boy kept going over to the same girl's house and say, you know, I believe he's...
Well, I believe he's, I think they would say, he's gone with a girl and he's... I believe he's going to marry her.
Yeah, would they ever say he's courting?
Yes, it's he's courting that girl, but... So many people got so many different words for courting, you know.
Can you think of any
No, I'm not going
to. And you're holding out on me.
Yeah, I'm holding out on you, baby.
All right. What do they call that boy? They say he is her.
Boyfriend.
Any other?
He is just another word there. He is her. Man's called masculine, and she's called that's her boyfriend, that's her sweetheart.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she is his
girlfriend. She is his sweetheart.
If he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want him, what do you say she did to him?
Broke his heart.
Okay.
And she disappointed him.
Right.
She broke her promises.
Right.
Something like that.
What if they were engaged? And you say all of a sudden she...
Decided she didn't want to marry?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, that no more broke him up.
Okay. What are say she didn't turn him down. They went ahead and had a wedding and said,
some had occurred and that she didn't think she was going to marry him. And she had made plans not to marry him. Then she wanted all of a sudden change her mind, they wanted to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
You can just for... You might determine how long they're going to be married.